There's an interesting analysis of the situation twixt the Pentagram and Orthodox Russia. Jake Morgan sums this up better than anyone, or Jason Morgan, better than anyone I have seen thus far. Confirming some of what I have told you here, and then taking it a step further with that there is a larger war that's being waged here. And basically, he doesn't say it quite like this, but I'll say it. It's basically the cult of death versus the emerging, the little embers that need bellows on them of new Christendom. And it is a real thing. People that say it's not a real thing, it is a real thing. And it is happening in thousands upon thousands of small communities all around. Hell, you can see seeds of this in the Canadian trucker rally. Miniature is playing, are you saying those Canadian truckers, they're all Catholic? No, I'm not. I said seeds of it. But Jason Morgan, the Ukrainian crisis and the geopolitics of Christendom, breaks this down in a way, I'll share it with you. It's a long overdue and I think accurate take on this. (844) 527-8723 our call in line telephone number. Mike Churchill here on a Monday via live. If you're wondering, it's birthday week this week. Well, you know, I can have birthday week begin on Wednesday and then take it all the way to next Wednesday.
Game. How many times you say birthday week? Take a drink.
Okay. Well, for now, I'll take coffee. This is by at LouRockwell.com. This Lou actually wrote this one. We are winning. Wait a minute. I've heard this before. We are winning the battle against COVID tyranny. Yes, we are. And as we have been glass half fulling, the bad guys have had a bad January. Just think of all that could have gone right for them and all that's gone wrong for them. Oh, you're trading my cut sheet in? Oh, I got a new one. Oh, a Babadook clip? we'll play. We'll get to it. Continuing on. To go along with Jason Morgan's piece, look, there's dozens of other things that I can add to it, and I will. Let's add this one about the pentagram. You know, has anyone else other than me ever looked at the Pentagon and go like, why do they make it shaped like that? It's a pentagram. They call it the Pentagon, but it's a pentagram. I mean, it is shaped like, yes, the apocalyptic demonic symbol. Coincidence? Jacob Hornenberger, the president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, the Cold War racket never ended for the U.S. Pretty much what I told you last week, that the neocons just went into, they just gathered themselves in their think tanks and their NGOs and what have you, and are sitting out there patiently waiting for the next war that they can start. Jason Morgan's take on all this, though, is, again, one of the better, more complete ones at Crisis Magazine. You can find the link in today's pile of prep. remember last week when we were talking about the Orthodox priests that were going out into the, or were being videotaped? as the Russian soldiers were moving out from this base and that base, and they were sitting there with vials or with, what do you call that, that holds the, I guess, fonts of holy water. And then they have these wicker brushes that they dip it in. And they were blessing the troops as they were walking out. And they're going like, that never happens in America. The only thing our troops get thrown at them are steroid pills. Estrogen for men, testosterone for women. Was it an accident? Supposedly, the great Russian bear is the great Soviet bear again. And supposedly, it's all state-run media, and it's all propaganda, and Putin's behind all this, and so is the KGB. But the KGB is, if they are behind this, their symbology is very Christian. Does it look... Where's the fascism? Where's the evil? Where are the assassinations? Where are the... And there is some militarism, sure. It's just interesting to me that the just look at the difference, just look at the optics of what the Russians are doing and what we're told NATO, meaning the American military, $1.2 trillion machine, should be doing. It's a stark difference, isn't it? Well, Morgan, one of Morgan's points is that this truly is. If the cult of death and the pentagram were to be unable to start a war with the Russians, by the by, there is simply no chance, none, that the Russian army is going to be defeated here. But if they were successful, if they're successful in doing this, or they're not successful in doing it, again, what do you need NATO for? I think this has been the point all along. This needs to happen so you can justify America as a global hegemony and all the libtards, the hundreds upon thousands, millions, tens of millions that bilk not just the U.S. government, but every Western government that's in NATO and most of them in the U.N. for trillions every year to keep the war machines alive. And one of Morgan's points is, this is Putin taunting them, going, do you really want to invade an orthodox, a nation or a federation of states that's actually trying Christian Orthodox? It's a fascinating piece. This one is too, and I tried to get him on, but he can't do it today, so I'm going to discuss a cappella. Michael Warren Davis has this at the American Conservative Magazine website. Where are the people in the chat room that are usually shouting in all capital bold letters, secede, 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 three times in a row? Well, here you go. An American Breakup is the title. He seemed kind of surprised to me that they actually published it, that he didn't think they were going to. You can't love the Union until you learn to love your state. Did you know that there was a poll that was taken in September of last year that said 47%, 52% of Republicans and 42% of Democrats agree that there should be a rethinking of the American Union and that blue states and red states should go their separate ways? You people that live in Texas have been talking about this for years now as the Texas-California pipeline, as the libtards try and escape the hell that they've created in California and then try and invade states like Arizona and primarily Texas. Why do they want to invade Texas? Because it's not screwed up yet. But because we have freedom of movement under the Privileges and Immunities Clause of the Constitution, Texas just can't put a border up and go like, where are you from? California, sorry, you're illegal here. You have to go through a two-year re-education and conditioning program before you're allowed to come in. Some people go like, that's a stupid idea, that's against freedom. We have freedom. Maybe we shouldn't have all this freedom. Maybe Texas should be able to say, we kind of like Texas the way it was, or the way it is. And so, and you want to come in here and change it with all your stupid libtard ideas and what have you. We're just going to go ahead and tell you, you're not allowed to come in here. Yeah, you can come in. You can't vote for a decade. Bingo. So this is how you make it illegal. You identify these communist creeps that want to escape the hell that they've created. You pass laws in your own sovereign state going like, yeah, you can come in, but you can't vote for 10 years. You do not get all the privileges in a minute. You can't open a bank account up for 2 years. That's one of the ways to deal with this. Of course, you can't as long as the Mordor on the Potomac River is telling people that if you try and do that, then we're going to send the National Guard in there. And what did Biden say? What did Biden threaten us with? Tanks, nukes, and FA-22s and FA-35s. Mike Churchill here on the Crusade Channel, always on air, always online, crusadechannel.com. So we're going to talk about that. this is just silly. But I'll mention it. Mark Judge has this alleged correction of John Daniel Davidson, who at the Federalist was arguing that too many conservatives have gone astray in their concept of masculinity. And then this is very soy. And I must say, I'm quite surprised that AM Greatness actually ran with this, because it's filled with soy. It's filled with incriminations and recriminations against manly kind of men and masculinity. there's a big controversy. I'm only going to mention it, but there's a supposedly big controversy over Joe Rogan remaining on Spotify. First, it was Neil Young, and no one gives a crap about Neil Young. Now, it's Joni Mitchell. I didn't even know Joni Mitchell was still alive. There was Joni Mitchell. I did. I want to take my money on Spotify. Yeah, it's these old 60s retread hippies that are responsible for at least some of the pickle that we're in here today. Who in the world is still listening? I couldn't name for you a Joni Mitchell song. Here, no duck, duck going. Name a Joni Mitchell song. Well, I know one. I know one. Go. Name you. Here's the other thing that's amazing to me. How in the hell did it happen that Rogan has become Limbaugh? Rogan couldn't. No offense, Joe. You're good at MMF. Rogan couldn't get on his knees and tie Rush's shoelaces. You know, this is an ongoing thing here that, because I'm on a crusade to save talk radio, and Joe Rogan ain't it. What made Rush Rush is that Limbaugh understood, and he practiced, and he was really, really freaking good at it. He practiced theater of the mind. There is none of that to be found on the banal Joe Rogan Experience. None of it. We try and do it here, and where did I get it from? Well, I learned it from Rush and from Paul Harvey and from other greats that understood ears, not eyes, ears. You know what it is? See, the Rogan thing is a video medium. Doesn't work on talk radio. If it did work on talk radio,